We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time to talk hockey with the guys in the know. It's the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
We are the guys in the know. We are Chris Whittingham and Doug Blagans, the radio voice of the Florida Panthers, recapping a Florida Panthers profitable week in which they won four games from four starting last Saturday night. Over the course of this hour of radio, we'll have reaction from last night's win over the Buffalo Sabres. You'll hear from the Panthers head coach Bob Bugner, Michael Haley, and Nick Bjugstad. I saw Michael Haley was wired for sound for the television broadcast. That was a terrific clip. You check that out on I believe it's the Fox Sports Florida Twitter account. We'll also be joined by Red Deer Randy Moeller. Saw there were fans in the stands wearing his jersey last night.
It was
a Buffalo Randy Moeller jersey. Have to run that by him, right? The people are still repping the Randy Moeller brand. That's fantastic. And we'll also be joined by Jameson Olive in the final segment. Talk about what's going on over the last week. In terms of upcoming this week, back in action tomorrow afternoon. We got some afternoon hockey, Doug Plagans. You don't see that very often.
Yep, tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Panthers and the Flyers. So it closes out this homestand for the Panthers. So 3 o'clock tomorrow, you can join us at the BB&T Center. As always, if you don't have your tickets, get those as soon as possible. 954-835-PuckFloridaPanthers.com. That's where to go to get them. If you can't make it, we'll have all the action across the radio network beginning at 2:30. So we'll be on the air beginning at 2:30 tomorrow. Panthers and a red-hot Philadelphia Flyers team that's going to take on the Tampa Bay Lightning this afternoon. So they'll be in the second end of a back-to-back. Panthers will be the slightly more rested team for that matchup. Panthers go on the road Tuesday to take on the Tampa Bay Lightning at 7:30. Hard to believe the Panthers and the Lightning haven't seen each other since way back on October 30th. They played each other three times in October. Haven't seen each other since then. And then this will be the finale of the four-game regular season series between the Panthers and their cross-state rivals. So that's coming up on Tuesday at 7:30 over in Tampa. Then the Panthers back home to begin a five-game homestand. That'll be Thursday against the Montreal Canadiens at 7:30 p.m. A week from tonight, the Panthers take on the New York Rangers at 7:30. So that's the beginning portion of that homestand that begins on Thursday. As always, you can catch all the action across the Panthers radio network. You can also catch it all on the TV side on Fox Sports Florida. For the games at the BB&T Center, as always, 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com. That's where to go to get your tickets. And a reminder, folks, that Panthers season tickets for next season, they're on sale now. Your 18-19 season tickets are available now with exclusive benefits for season ticket holders. The 18-19 season will be one to remember. Benefits include 25th anniversary merchandise, discounted at Pantherland, exclusive savings on select BB&T Center concessions, priority access to NHL Stanley Cup playoff tickets, and more. And again, FloridaPanthers.com, where to go for more information. But Chris mentioned it right off the top of the show. It was a big week for the Panthers. They picked up four wins this week. They've extended their win streak to five games. Panthers have won 12 out of 15 since the All-Star break after a 4-1 win over the Buffalo Sabres last night. So the Panthers, they pulled within 1 point of a wild card spot in the Eastern Conference, just a point behind both Carolina and Columbus. The Panthers have three games in hand on each team. So the Panthers have really gone on a nice run lately and positioned themselves pretty well, moving ahead to what continues to be a very home-heavy portion of the schedule. So the Panthers putting themselves in a good spot with a chance to make a move, but we're going to take a look back at just how well this week went for the Cats.
Yeah, it started on Saturday with a 6-5 result against the Pittsburgh Penguins, and the scoring would open through Vincent Trocheck.
Now a battle ensues down here on the near side. Yandle able to bounce one along. Here's Dennis Malgin up the ice for the Panthers up the right wing side. A man drive the net out in front. Backhand, they score! Vincent Trocheck! And the Panthers have a 1-0 lead less than 4 minutes in. What a pass from Malgin to Trocheck, who redirected it home on the backhand.
And spoiler alert, the Panthers would get the opening goal in all four of their games this week, including against the Penguins on Saturday. Now, the Penguins would pull one back through Carl Hagelin, would make it 1-1, but just before the end of the first period, Evgeny Dadonov would regain the lead.
Meade heading up the right side, Dadonov into the right circle, cuts in front, shot, he scores! Top shelf, Evgeny Dadonov has given the Panthers a 2-1 lead!
That was with 40 seconds left to play in the first period. That would put the Panthers 2-1 up, and then they would start building on the lead in the second.
Now Petrovic out to the top of the near circle. Jared McCann, a shot blocked by a diving Gensel. Now McCann tried a backhand cross ice, bounces right back to him. Backdoor pass and a save. No, they score! It sneaks through! Jamie McGinn on the doorstep took that backdoor pass, and he tapped it in, and the Panthers have taken a 3-1 lead.
And we thought at the time the Panthers would then go out of sight.
It was Haley looking for Seager in front of the pass, did not connect, and Phil Kessel a little shaken up behind the play there, just made his way off to the Pittsburgh bench. Now back in come the Panthers. Here's Seager, a shot, save, rebound, they score! Derek McKenzie crashing the net, and the Panthers have taken a 4-1 lead!
And as you mentioned there, Doug, the Panthers would be 4-1 up at that point, but then Evgeny Malkin would kind of insert his sort of impetus on the game.
And coming in, Evgeny Malkin, he's made himself a real player in the MVP discussion in the National Hockey League this year, making a run at that Hart Trophy, and he was the best Pittsburgh Penguin on Saturday night, and he started to put the Penguins on his back as that game went along.
Yeah, scoring goals number 35 and 36 on the campaign for him to make it 4-3, less than a minute in to the third period, but the Panthers would respond right back with Dadonov once again.
Any turnover is going to lead to goals.
Now Barkov takes the short pass from Dadonov out in front. Dadonov, and he scores! And the Panthers are back up by a pair. Evgeny Dadonov has two tonight. What a pass to the front of the net from Barkov to Dadonov. The Panthers take a 5-3 lead.
And that would make it 5-3, as you mentioned, at that point, a minute and 44 into the third. But that would leave the entire third period for the Penguins to mount a comeback, and they would. Patrick Hornquist on the power play making it 5-4, and then Brian Rust making it 5-5 with less than 5 minutes to play, setting up a terrific finale, and it would be the score of two already that would win the game for the Panthers.
Shot from the center of the line. That goes wide into the corner, and now Huberdeau races it down here on the near side. Lost it here on the near wall. Remember, this Pittsburgh group was caught out with the icing. Now out in front, Dadonov on the doorstep, he scores! Evgeny Dadonov, a hat trick, and the Panthers are back on top, 6-5.
And it was a terrific week for that front line. Dadonov, Barkov, Huberdeau, and it was Dadonov's night getting the hat trick and sealing that win over Pittsburgh.
First NHL hat trick for Evgeny Dadonov, so he was the big hero in that one. But that was just a great back-and-forth game, featured a playoff-type feel. The Panthers and the two-time defending champion Pittsburgh Penguins, they played each other three times this season. All three of those games were decided by a goal. Panthers get that one by a 6-5 count. That was back on Saturday night a week ago tonight. And just one of those games, the Panthers found a way to win. Dadonov's first NHL hat trick. The primary assist on all three of those was Alexander Barkov. So you see the chemistry that those two have really, really developed as this season's gone on. And big key with that goal at the end there, the Dadonov score. The Penguins had that group caught out there off the icing. They weren't able to get some fresh legs on the ice. The Panthers made them pay for it. So Panthers got a 6-5 win against Pittsburgh. And again, just Panthers showing they can win different kinds of games here on this run. Some low-scoring games before that and after that. But that game, a high-scoring affair, and the Panthers come out on top.
Yeah, 6-5. You know, Pittsburgh coming back from 5-3 down to make it 5-5. But the Panthers, we saw this week, showing that resolve to win in one-goal games.
Yep, the one-goal games have been big for the Panthers, and they've been finding ways late in games especially to prevail. And that was no different right there. So Evgeny Dadonov, he was the big story, but it was a full-team effort against the defending Stanley Cup champions that night.
All right, let's move to Tuesday night. The Panthers would host the Toronto Maple Leafs. You mentioned Barkov. He scored in the last three games, and he opened the scoring against the Maple Leafs.
And off to the far corner it goes, and now it's picked up by Trocheck again. Around for Huberdeau behind the goal. Barkov in front,
That's
and
in.
He scores! And the Panthers have taken a 1-0 lead, a power play goal in and out of the blink of an eye. Alexander Barkov right there in front.
And that would make it 1-0, which would be the score through one. And then, just at the start of the second, Jonathan Huberdeau would add a second goal for the Panthers.
He'll play one in along the far side. This one goes around the end boards. It rolls here to the near side. Trocheck, Huberdeau in front, and he'll make a nifty move, and he scores! What a move! Jonathan Huberdeau and the Panthers have taken a 2-0 lead! Huberdeau outweighed McElhinney and then tucked it across the line with a backhand.
And good starts were both the key to this Panthers run, both in terms of starts to games and to periods.
And that's something that Bob Bugner has commented on throughout the week. Also, that various members of the Panthers said they just like their starts lately. That's been very important. And especially at home, you always want to establish that home ice advantage, and the Panthers have been able to do that early in games. That goal Jonathan Huberdeau scored, by the way, if you haven't seen it yet, you got to go and check out the video on that one. It was just a great display of patience and a great display of stick handling to really, as I said there, outweigh Curtis McElhinney, and had the goaltender at Toronto committed down to the ice, and Huberdeau just was able to tuck it over the line with a backhand. So really a spectacular highlight reel goal that gave the Panthers a 2-0 lead. The Toronto Maple Leafs, though, a team that can score, and they did. They were able to battle back in that one.
Yeah, they would draw 2-2 with Dominic Moore and Zach Hyman, the goal scorers, in the second period. It would stay 2-2 through the end of the second and through the end of the third. Would have a scoreless third period, would set up overtime, and the heroics of Jared McCann.
Backhand cross ice, and this one's picked up by Jared McCann. Full head of steam to the offensive end, McCann in. Shot, he scores! Jared McCann, the winner in overtime. The Panthers win it 3-2.
And that 3-on-3 overtime was incredible, Doug, in terms of, you know, both teams flying up. You see this often in 3v3 where there's just so many open spaces, and it was Jared McCann who finally went 1-on-1 on the goaltender and was able to put it past
him.
Well,
people talk now about just how skilled and how fast the National Hockey League is, and the players get more skilled and it seems like faster every season. Well, you go to 3-on-3 and you can turn that up several notches. It's something to see. It's one of the most exciting things in all of sports, the 3-on-3 overtime. The NHL. Jared McCann's first NHL overtime goal, said it was the biggest goal he scored in the National Hockey League. It was an overtime winner, gave the Panthers a 3-2 win over a division rival in Toronto. The Panthers and Leafs have played each other three times this season. All those games have been decided by a goal, and two of those three games have gone past regulation time. And it was a good bounce back for a Panthers team that suffered a 1-0 loss 1 week prior in Toronto. A game they certainly played well enough to win, didn't get the result they wanted, but Tuesday night they did. A 3-2 overtime win against the Leafs, and Jared McCann, he was the hero that night, as the Panthers have a different hero each and every game here.
The other notable thing, too, is that the Panthers beat the Maple Leafs, who we already talked about the Penguins game. In terms of this run of games that we're talking about two teams that are third in their respective divisions and the New Jersey Devils, who hold the playoff spot. So it's not like the Panthers are profiting off of a weak portion of their schedule. They're beating difficult teams in their building.
This is a real test, this portion of the schedule, and the Panthers have done a really good job with it. They knew they were going to be going head-to-head with a lot of playoff teams and a lot of teams that have a lot of speed, a lot of teams that can at times score at will, and the Panthers have done a really good job in this portion of the schedule, and they've been able to use that by to build momentum. I think you're seeing it right now. I think the fact that the Panthers have been in that playoff mindset and they're matching up against playoff teams on a night-by-night basis, I think you're seeing that that intensity really show through every night. It's helping the Panthers stay in the moment as well.
Yeah, and I think you see, you know, a team like Toronto, they're 16 points clear of the wild card race. Maybe they're not necessarily fighting for their lives. I think you've seen the difference between a Panthers team that is clearly playing every night like it's a playoff
game. Some urgency.
Game. Right, yeah. Compared to some other teams that just frankly aren't at this point in the season. Let's move to Thursday now, and I don't know if you notice a theme emerging here, Doug, but Alexander Barkov would open the scoring.
He's doing a heck of a job right now, and again, just showing how dangerous he is offensively, how sound he is defensively. He's that every situations guy that every team wants as their big centerman, and he's been, as Michael Haley put it before last night's game when he spoke to the media, called him the horse that pulls the carriage.
And here he is making it 1-0 against New Jersey.
Laid down to our right, Petrovic once again on the end boards. 13-17 left first period, no score. Long bank pass up the near side. Dadonov hands it back. Barkov near circle in front, and that one takes about Schneider.
It's in the net.
It's a goal. The Panthers score. They take a 1-0 lead. They get a bounce in front, and the Panthers have struck first here tonight.
Yeah, and that was a weird one because I believe it was Barkov who kind of just sort of threw it on net. Bukestad was crashing in, and it was the defender. We never saw the puck go. I don't know if you did. I never saw the puck go in. It was just sort of the defenseman crashing the goaltender, and the momentum takes the puck into the net.
It was kind of the story of the early part of that game. We had a few goals, from each side that weren't necessarily highlight reel goals, but Sometimes at this time of the year, sure, when the goals come at a premium, that's how you're going to have to get them. So Alexander Barkov was able to give the Panthers that 1-0 lead. New Jersey would bounce back, though.
Yeah, Taylor Hall situation, just sort of throw it on net, hope for the best. And the best was Aaron Ekblad.
An unfortunate deflection.
Yeah. It was really unlucky on Aaron Ekblad, just sort of not knowing that, you know, probably Roberto Luongo had it covered behind him, but decided to try and play the puck, and it goes into the roof of Luongo's goal. So that would make it 1-1 through two periods of play. But out of the third, the Panthers would regain the lead.
Ekblad, McCann now. Out of the zone, he'll skate with it. McCann, up the near side, dumps it down. Cross corner, takes a lively bounce out of the corner. Mammon, first one in on the forecheck, and he scores! He poked at it and got past Schneider. Good hard work pays off there, and Mammon has given the Panthers a 2-1 lead with 11:22 to go here in the third.
And Maxim Mammon with the goal, just his second of the season. And obviously, we'll talk about the stars on the team, Huberdeau and Barkov and Bukestad and Dadonov and Trocheck. But you're getting some contributions from other players.
Maxim Mammon, a guy who's working so hard and really has gotten that initial taste of the National Hockey League and shown that he can certainly hold his own. And he's done a great job on that line with Jared McCann and Jamie McGinn. And on that play, it was just a matter of him winning a race down the ice, putting a puck toward the front of the net. You never know what can happen. And that time, Corey Schneider just misplayed the puck. It bounced off of him and went over the line. So the Panthers were able to get the lead there, and they would never look back.
Yeah, they would get some more insurance through that man again, Alexander Barkov.
Around the end wall, into the near corner, the only one in the neighborhood is Barkov. He's got a lane out of the zone. His pass bounces to Dadonov. Dadonov into the offensive end in front. Barkov makes a move. Backhand top shelf. He scores! Alexander Barkov has given the Panthers a two-goal lead with 3:34 to go. Top shelf with the backhand.
And Evgeny Dadonov would be in on the assist. He'd have two assists on the night. He's been really good from a playmaking point of view. But Barkov, we've seen all kinds of goals from him, including towards the end of this one. Yes, Jesper Bratt would pull one back for New Jersey. He'd actually have the opportunity to score the empty netter, but he kind of pulled the Brian Westbrook for the Philadelphia Eagles, kind of seeing out the final seconds of the clock rather than trying to score the empty netter.
And Barkov, just all week long and all season long, he's just been so consistent for the Panthers, both ends of the ice. But you look at that game against the Devils on Thursday, Panthers are playing against a top team. That's a team that expects to be in the picture when the playoffs begin, and Barkov was just dominant. His presence on the ice just made it so difficult for the Devils to match up with, and he was going head-to-head against the Devils' best players, and that's the story for Alexander Barkov every night that makes this even more impressive. I mean, he's drawn the toughest matchups from a defensive standpoint, but he's still managing to produce offensively at better than a point-a-game rate. He scored twice on Thursday. That third goal, the second goal for Barkov in that game, just makes backhand top shelf past a top tier goaltender looks so routine and so easy, and played over 27 minutes in that game. Just a complete workhorse, and again, just a dominating performance from Alexander Barkov, the Panthers' big centerman. And we're almost running out of descriptive words to talk about just what he's been able to do lately for the Panthers on this run.
And eclipses 60 points in this game.
New career high. Yep.
With that goal. So first time he gets over 60 in his career, just 22 years of age. The sky is the limit for Alexander Barkov. So the Panthers would win over the Devils by a score of 3-2. Would kind of have to survive the final 2 minutes after the Devils pulled one back, you know, with New Jersey pulling the goaltender, making it 6-on-5 and making it difficult at times for the Panthers. There was one chance, I believe, for McCann, who was cleaning on goal, but there was like it should have been a slashing penalty. You know, every day of the week that's a slash when he could have scored an empty netter. But in the end, they'll hang on to the 3-2 victory over New Jersey. Moving to last night, so second night of a back-to-back against Buffalo. You can kind of call this a trap game, but the Panthers, I thought, had a very good approach.
Panthers came out with a lot of jump, and that's what they were going to have to do. And I know, talking to Derek McKenzie, the Panthers captain, before the game, he said that a lot of times the team that played the night before in a back-to-back does come out with the better jump in the first period. We talked about that with Bill Lindsay during the lead-in last night. The Panthers were the team in the second end of a back-to-back. The Buffalo was the more rested team, but it was the Panthers who came out of the gate with some more jump, and that's just a sign of a team that's feeling good right now. Another point Billy made in the broadcast last night: when you're confident, when you're on a roll, you want to get back on the ice. You want to do it as quickly as possible. And the Panthers got out there and they got the scoring going very early last night.
Yesterday, a minute and 25 seconds in through Mike Matheson.
As fast as possible.
Face off near circle down to our left off the draw. Mike Matheson takes it. He shoots and he scores! Mike Matheson, a snapshot from the high slot, gets past Leonard, and the Panthers have a 1-0 lead, 1:25 into the game.
Very nice wrister into the top corner for Mike Matheson. Sam Reinhart will pull one back for the Buffalo Sabres, but Aaron Ekblad, just before the end of the period, will make it 2-1.
Now the Panthers set something up. They score right off the draw to Ekblad in front. A nice wrist shot out of that right circle, and the Panthers take a 2-1 lead with 3:19 to go here in period number one. Aaron Ekblad gives the Panthers the lead.
And that had just come after a fight that Michael Haley won over Jordan Nolan. We saw a few of those this week from Michael Haley, but there is some kind of emotional lift when he sort of enforces, which is his role.
There's no question about it, and that was something that I know was talked about a bit after the game last night during, you know, in the media and things like that. But it was Michael Haley who was able to go out and have a spirited fight with Jordan Nolan at a time when the game was tied up 1-1, and it got the momentum really going the Panthers' way. And there's no question that the occasional fight, when it's put in the at the right time, can certainly turn the momentum of a game, and it really spun things in the Panthers' favor last night when the game was tied 1-1. And again, after that Ekblad goal, which came so quickly after the fight, the Panthers would never surrender their lead.
Yes, indeed. Another thing worth noting is that Aaron Ekblad scores after Matheson scored. Billy Lindsay noted this on the broadcast last night. Panthers now second in the NHL in terms of defensemen scoring goals, so contributing in that area as well.
And that's something that's been encouraged all season long, is the defenseman jumping into the play. But Ekblad's 50th career goal, Mike Matheson, his 9th of the season, sort of a statistical oddity, just kind of a coincidence. But his first goal on home ice this season, the previous 8 had all been on the road. But again, Panthers defenseman really chipping in, doing a nice job all season. Alexander Barkov would keep his scoring ways going.
Yes, he would. The Panthers would double their lead in the second period, first through Barkov.
Bukestad with Barkov with him. On to Barkov, he gets past the defense, cuts in, backhand, he scores! Alexander Barkov got between the defenseman, and he's able to beat Leonard with a backhand. 3-1 Panthers.
His 4th goal in 3 games, making it 3-1. Then Colton Sevier would add another.
Had the most recent Buffalo try. Now in come the Panthers. Bukestad, fresh off serve of the penalty, a backhand toward the net. Rebound, they score! Colton Sevier jams home the rebound, and the Panthers take a 4-1 lead.
So the Panthers were able to come away with a big 4-1 win last night, and they see their record currently go to 31-25-6 through 62 games, just a point behind a wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. A 5-game win streak. They've won 12 out of 15 contests. So Panthers have really positioned themselves in a good spot here as we cruise along. And some reaction from last night. Here is Panthers head coach Bob Bugner, and he talks about last night's win against Buffalo.
You know, it was sort of it was a quiet game. I think we did enough to win. You know, we looked like we were a little tired. We third game in 4 nights, and we had some timely goals, and our penalty kill came up big. I think Rimes was solid for us tonight. So, you know, we played well enough to win, but it was one of those games. It was a bit of a grind for us. Yeah, I think we were a little risky early, and you know, we slowed it down a bit and got back to basics, I think. And you know, you're never going to go through a 60 minutes and not make some mistakes, but tonight was about, like you said, puck management and short shifts and trying to roll our bench. I liked our ice time after the game, and you know, again, we used 6 penalty killers tonight. Brickley and McCann got to kill, and you know, we didn't overuse Barkey and Trochi tonight.
And here's Bob Bugner on the team identity that has formed lately.
That's been the goal all year, to make our game, our systems instinctive, and you know, to expect to win every game if we're a structured team. And it's nice for me as a coach when you see guys get on rolls and you see the team get on a roll. It's an easy buy-in. I think they understand the way we need to play to be successful. And you know, I think that now they're seeing the reaping the rewards. And you know, they go into every game. They know how important it is, and they expect to win. And that's a great identity.
So Bob Bugner right there. Here's Nick Bukestad on last night's game and the team's run lately.
We had some good offensive rushes, and obviously guys came up with some big goals. Hales there with the fight kind of got us going. We were kind of in a lull up until then, and next shift, Ecky scores. So kind of changed the momentum of the game, and you know, wasn't our best one, but we thought we played okay. We had some spurts, but you know, we got to be ready for Sunday. There's a good team coming in, so we definitely are going to have to elevate it. We knew we had to get on a run like this. You know, obviously the way we started wasn't ideal, but you know, it anything can happen at the end of the year, and we're kind of a spark has been lit here, and we're meshing well. So like you said, there's no stopping here. Obviously, we still have a lot of games to play, and we can't rely on other teams to help us out. It's got to be us. So you know, it's going to be a fun run here. I think we got 20 left, and you know, it's been fun thus far.
And Michael Haley on the mindset of the team here on this win streak.
Teams are, we've won in the third period lately, but the belief's strong. We believe in each other and the system right now, and you know, we every now and then we'll have a few minutes where we let go of the system and in our style, and you can see it in our game. So right now our focus is, you know, you're going to have those minutes where you let go, but it's how quickly we can get back to it, and you know, we've been good at that of late.
Michael Haley right there. Panthers will try to extend their win streak to 6 tomorrow afternoon against Philadelphia, finale of this homestand. So it's a 3 o'clock game tomorrow. Be sure to join us either on the air or at the BB&T Center, 954-835, puckfloridapanthers.com for tickets. Next, we will talk to Red Deer Randy Moeller, Panthers analyst on Fox Sports Florida, about the team's success lately and preview the week. This is the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Radio.com. Radio.com. Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
This is Panthers Insider recapping a Florida Panthers week in which they won 4 straight games. They've won 5 overall, and they've won 12 for the last 15. Now just a point off of the final wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference, currently held by Carolina. They win yesterday, and Columbus loses, Carolina holding the tiebreaker, so they're currently in 8th place. And Doug, we're looking ahead also to a game tomorrow against the Flyers.
Yep, 3 o'clock tomorrow against Flyers, 954-835, puckfloridapanthers.com for tickets. Also a reminder, you and 3 guests can enjoy all the action the Panthers have to offer with the Salins Value Pack, whether it's a family outing or a night out with your best friends. The Salins Value Pack is 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 popcorns, and 4 sodas, available for select upcoming games. Go to floridapanthers.com for more information. But a special guest, friend of the program, joining us right now.
Yes, the Red Deer Randy Moeller is joining us here on Panthers Insider. And Randy, we really appreciate the time. We kind of knew that this would be an opportunity for the Florida Panthers. 11 home games in their next 12. They started with 5 victories. How have they done it in terms of actually securing the points that we knew that they needed?
Well, good morning, Chris. Good morning, Doug. Yes, I think the biggest thing is they believe, they trust this Florida Panthers team. They trust each other. They trust the system. I think Bob Bugner, the head coach, has talked about that, where when they struggled early on in the year, there was some doubt, I think, in the system and each other on the ice. Now you see the Panthers, the way they play, their systems are pretty strong now. Their positioning, their one-on-one coverage defensively, obviously, as you guys have mentioned, the goaltending has been outstanding. But their coverage and their play in both ends of the rink has really brought this team. And we all knew that the talent on this hockey club, with the Barkovs and the Trocheks and the Ekblads and the Huberdeaux, on and on and on, was there. But if it's not played the right way, if the game's not played the right way, then you're going to struggle. And this team has overcome that. They play an exciting, fast, aggressive style, and that's exactly what Bob Bugner talked about when he was hired in his opening press conference, and we're seeing it now, and I think everybody is getting involved. Everybody is being sucked up by the hoopla of this playoff race now with 20 games left, 1 point out of a playoff spot. We're going to be in for a pretty good ride. I just hope that the Panthers stay healthy, and they believe in the system, because if they do, they still got a bunch of more home games here, and this could be, get really exciting very quick.
And Randy, something, when you look at the Panthers, something that nobody else has is Alexander Barkov. And I mean, we're running out of words to describe just what he's doing, but this week, just dominating Alexander Barkov.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, he is, everybody knows now, there's no secret around the NHL. When you mention the Florida Panthers, first thing people think of now is Alexander Barkov. Another highlight reel goal last night, taking the feed, splitting the defense, go in and put it top shelf, far down with the backhander. And you just don't see that from normal hockey players in the NHL. So He is on an MVP type season. I don't think, and no disrespect to Patrice Bergeron, but there isn't a player that's better 200 feet in the NHL on both ends of the ice. Barkov so strong defensively, always in the right position, and when he gets that puck, he makes things magical. And that we're seeing it, and we're enjoying it. And he is the main reason why the Panthers have put themselves back in this playoff race with these 11 wins in the last 14 games.
Randy Moeller with us here on Panthers Insider. Looking ahead to tomorrow afternoon, a 3 p.m. start for the Panthers against the Philadelphia Flyers. Who are we to look out for on this Flyers team, and what do you make of the matchup?
Well, and you take a look. This is Flyers team that, I don't know, I believe that might be wrong, but now they've fought their way back to the top of the Metropolitan Division. This is a team that lost 10 straight games earlier this season. They were down and out, whether the GM, whether the coach was going to get fired, they were going to blow this team up. But the general manager, Ron Hextall, came out and says, no, I believe in this team. If we play the way we're supposed to, we're going to get back into this. And that's exactly what they did. That meeting and that statement took place when they were in Edmonton on a long Western road trip. And look what they've done now. They are the number one team since that. Over the last 35 games, they've won more games in the NHL than anybody else, and they come in now flying high. Claude Giroux, one of the top centermen in the NHL, he continues to produce with the points, and that's who the Panthers have to shut down, as they did Ryan O'Reilly last night with the Sabres. Looking forward to it. It's going to be another big test. The Panthers have been tested with Washington, Pittsburgh, and Toronto when they came in on this homestand. They'll be tested again tomorrow. The Philadelphia Flyers have picked up a goaltender, Mrazek. They got him from the Red Wings. They haven't seemed to had any stutter steps lately. So they're a physical, big team. They love to control the puck. The Panthers will be tested. And I love that it's an afternoon game. It's a family day. Bring the kids out. A perfect time to come to the BB&T Center and see some great hockey.
Yeah, the Flyers have won 10 of their last 12, so they are on fire at the moment. It'll be a fun one tomorrow at BB&T Center. Panthers have won 5 in a row in their building. Would like to make it 6-for-6 on the homestand. Randy Moeller, TV analyst. Check him out on Fox Sports Florida. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, guys. Have a great, great show. We'll see everybody at the BB&T Center tomorrow.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Randy. That is Randy Moeller of the Florida Panthers television broadcast. See him between the boards with the intermission reports and pregame, postgame as well. Check it out, Fox Sports Florida. Coming up, we'll talk to Jamison Olive, covers the Panthers for FloridaPanthers.com. You're listening to Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Radio.com. Radio.com. Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
This is Panthers Insider. Thanks to Randy Moeller for joining us in the previous segment. Right now, we're talking to Jamison Olive of FloridaPanthers.com. Before we do, we should tell you that the Panthers are back in action. Hottest team in South Florida. Winners of 5 in a row. A point off of a playoff position with 3 games in hand. They take on the Philadelphia Flyers tomorrow afternoon, 954-835-PUCK or FloridaPanthers.com for tickets. Speaking of FloridaPanthers.com, there's a gentleman who covers the Panthers for FloridaPanthers.com. He's kind enough to join us right now. Jamison Olive is on the line. Jamison, thank you for joining us.
No problem. How's it going?
Going well. So we should at least for very briefly look back on last night, a comfortable win over the Buffalo Sabres. I think you could say pretty comfortably that's as big of a trap game as you'll have over the course of a season. You're playing in sort of difficult, important games. The Sabres are out of it. Second night of a back-to-back, and yet the Panthers take care of business last night.
Yeah, I mean, like Bugner's been saying, I mean, this kind of, you can't really take this, but game by game, they kind of looked at it as a weekend series. They had 3 games in 4 nights. They wrap it up tomorrow, obviously, with Philadelphia. But the Sabres especially, like you said, that's a trap game. I mean, they're coming into Sunrise. They just beat the Tampa Bay Lightning. They just beat the Boston Bruins. They're a team that kind of after the deadline kind of said, hey, we're not playing for anything anymore. Our backs against the wall. It's got nothing to lose. Let's just go for it. And they've been a dangerous team the past 2 games. So for the Panthers to come out early, get that early goal, and then kind of take control of the game from there and kind of say, hey, you know, we're not going to sleep on this game was really huge. And like we've been saying recently, they're finding different ways to win games recently. I mean, that was kind of their first, you know, blowout win in a while. They've been winning high-scoring close games, low-scoring close games, a lot of third-period drama. But that was kind of the first game where they pulled away and just kind of really stayed away for a while and kept the lead, which was huge because, like I said, they're running out of new ways to win.
And Jameson, you were down in the locker room last night after the game with the media. I know a topic that that came up, Michael Haley, when the game was tied at one, dropped the gloves, had a spirited fight with Jordan Nolan. Right after that, Aaron Ekblad got the Panthers back out in front 2-1, and they never looked back. Was there a sense that that was a turning point in the hockey game last night when Haley dropped the gloves with Nolan?
I mean, that's what the guys were saying 100%. I mean, Michael Haley leads the league with 18 fights. I mean, he doesn't do it for his health. I mean, he's a guy that goes out there and fights with purpose. And you saw that last night, especially early on when the Panthers kind of looked like they were really struggling to find a rhythm. Neither team really could get anything going. And then, like you said, Haley had that fight, dropped the gloves. It was a marathon battle, a long one, got the guy fired up, and they scored right after. So, I mean, there's obviously people in the, around the world that are, you know, still are kind of anti-fighting in hockey. But you see last night, it still serves a purpose, especially with the Panthers. Right? That's why they brought Michael Haley in. One, because he can do that, but two, because also when he's not doing that, he can play. He can give you 8 good minutes a night. He even had some good scoring chances last night. But, yeah, I mean, everyone was talking about it last time in the locker room. Huberto, Bukestad, all those guys were crediting him. And Bukestad actually had a great quote where he said, it's great to see, you know, Haley sacrifice his body like that. But then he kind of paused and said, well, he doesn't really sacrifice because he wins most of his fights, but it's still nice to see. So, for the Panthers, Michael Haley's been huge.
And Jameson, I know somebody that's been a topic of discussion quite a bit lately because he's played so well, scored the overtime goal against Toronto on Tuesday, Jared McCann. Just talk about the evolution of his game, playing some really key minutes here for the Panthers, especially on this back-to-back.
Yeah, Jared McCann's a guy. And let's not forget, he's only 21 years old. He's still one of the youngest guys on his team. He's actually younger than Barkov, younger than Ekblad. But he's a guy that runs on confidence. And he talked about after they're scoring that game winner against Toronto, he told me that basically it comes down to the coach having confidence in him. And when the coach has confidence in him, he kind of carries it onto the ice and plays better. And you've seen that recently, like you said, 4-game point streak. And he's kind of the core of that third line that's been so good recently with Jamie McGinn and Maxine Mammon. And when you look at kind of what helped kind of turn the Panthers around, I think a lot of it has to do with that third line. Obviously, the top six has been playing great. Barkov's huge. Bukestad's been huge. But that third line really coming together kind of helped bridge the gap between the top six and that kind of fourth line with Michael Haley and D-Mac, kind of more grinded out line. So that's been a huge adjustment, a huge development for the Panthers, and it's got a lot to do with Jared McCann.
But still, in terms of Alexander Barkov and his contributions into the team, scored 4 goals in the Panthers' last 3, remains hugely influential. We've seen every kind of goal in terms of the backhand, in terms of the stick handling. It's been absolutely incredible from him.
I mean, if you really take everything into account, if you take in the whole 200-foot game, if you take in the defense, the offense, the shootouts, everything he can do, I mean, I might get some backfire for this, but he's definitely a top 10 player in the league. I think he might even be top 5 if you're the type of person that likes that kind of all-around game. I mean, he's only 22 years old. He still hasn't even touched his prime, and he's already one of the best players in the league, so that's great to see. But for him especially, I mean, we talked about it when the other night when he reached 60 points for the first time in his career. He said, you know, hey, that's great. The whole offseason I was thinking about, hey, you know, just winning games, making the playoffs. Because for a guy like Barkov or the Panthers that don't get a ton of national TV exposure, the playoffs are going to kind of be his coming out party where he kind of showcases his talents to the world and where he kind of goes from being, you know, the best kept secret of Florida to suddenly an NHL superstar. So this playoff push is huge for him specifically.
Jameson Olive covers the Panthers for FloridaPanthers.com. He's on Twitter at Jameson Coop. We appreciate your time, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
That is Jameson Olive. And with the bold take there, top 10 player in the league, do you agree?
I agree 100%. Alexander Barkov is a guy, as Jameson said right there, top 10 player in the league, on his way to being a top 5 player in the league. And you look at Alexander Barkov, he is producing better than a point a game offensively. He's a game changer defensively. About 60% of the time, he starts his sequences in the defensive zone. He's so good on faceoffs that he's often handling those defensive zone draws. And again, there aren't many guys in the world that play the 200-foot game like he does. He does it all at both ends of the ice. Again, a guy who's a top 10 player in the game right now, I think, hands down, and on his way to being a top 5 player in the game, and still so young. It sounds cliche, but the sky is the limit for a guy like Alexander Barkov. And there are a lot of guys who are, you know, lights out offensively, but to play both ends of the ice so effectively, that's what sets Alexander Barkov apart. And then you throw in the size that he brings to the table. He poses such a difficult matchup for opponents every night. There really aren't many guys like him across the National Hockey League. I know the biggest comparison that we tend to see from night to night, you hear from different head coaches, is Anze Kopitar of the Los Angeles Kings, who's a another guy who plays that 200-foot game. He's produced offensively. He's, you know, and by now, Andrei Kopitar, he's past 30. He's won Stanley Cups. But a lot of people, when they look at Alexander Barkov, they see a young Andrei Kopitar. And you know, Barkov might even be able to surpass what Kopitar has accomplished. He's a guy who's, without question, as Jameson said, a top 10 player in the National Hockey League and just a joy to watch every single night. And I know you'll agree with that. Just what he's been able to do this week has just been something special.
Absolutely. A standout player for the Florida Panthers. If you want to check him out in person, in the flesh, tomorrow afternoon, the Florida Panthers take on the Philadelphia Flyers. Again, the situation right now, Panthers a point off of a playoff place, but they have three games in hand. All three teams that are chasing that final playoff spot, Carolina, Columbus, and the Panthers in action tomorrow. So you're going to want a scoreboard watch as well. That'll do it for us. So thanks to Randy Moeller, Jameson Olive, Robert Group on the other side, Doug Plagans. This has been Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.